Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio on 1550 AM, then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button, and you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. I've tried it. It works beautifully. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please go to safarikidca.com to register. That's safarikidca.com. Look for the Safari Quiz button and follow instructions. And also our email for any questions, thoughts, feedback is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Also want to mention that Safari Kids newest center is open in Pleasanton now. The open house is today. Please go to safarikidca.com and you will get more information about this very new center. All the centers in the Bay Area, they have now, what, 11? Maybe more. I think they're opening like a center a week. Now, if you don't know already, Safari Kid is an extremely awesome after-school and preschool program, and today's kids are in fact Safari Kid alumni, right? You are all in Safari Kids today. Okay, everybody very close to the mic. Mike, are there mics on? Okay, so before we begin, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three segments of 10 questions each on three different topics. We have a last-minute change. Today's topics are four-letter words, the nice kind, and musical instruments and mythological creatures. Four-letter words, musical instruments, and mythological creatures. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed could not answer the question, you can choose to pass. And there is no penalty for passing a question. For the kids listening at home, I have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and you know what to do. Answer the question for a chance to win prizes. We have a lot of regulars who listen to the show every week. And I want to say a big shout out, hello, to everybody who's listening. So let's see, today's contestants are, our first contestant is Mehak. Welcome to the show, Mehak.
Thank you.
So Mehak, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Like what?
Anything. Which school do you go to? What grade are you in?
I go to Delane Easton Elementary School, and I'm in third grade.
And do you go to Safari Kid?
Yes.
So tell me, what is the most fun part about Safari Kid?
Talent show.
Talent show? Oh, we just finished a talent show, right? So what was the talent you showed?
Dancing.
Oh, which kind?
Bollywood.
All right. Which song did you guys dance to?
Radha.
Oh, that seems to be the most popular song going around because I think everybody's dancing to that song, and it's a really fun song to dance to. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Were you nervous on stage?
No.
No? Practiced a lot? Okay. Our next contestant is Pari. Welcome to the show, Pari.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and speak closer to the mic so everyone can hear you.
My name is Pari. I am 8 years old. I'm in third grade, and my after-school is Safari Kids.
You're after-school Safari Kids, too? And what, did you also take part in the talent show? Did you also dance to Radha? All right. Did you do anything else?
Yeah. Well, we played musical instruments, and we sang.
And what instrument did you play?
The recorder.
Oh, nice. Is there a particular tune or a song that you played on the recorder?
Yeah, we played Jingle Bells.
Oh, awesome. Who's we? You and a bunch of other kids?
Me and all the third graders from our day.
Oh, nice. Did you sound cohesive? Was everybody singing at the same time?
Playing
at the same time? Awesome. And our last contestant is Sanya. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. So, Sanya, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am 9 years old. I go to Delane Easton. I'm in third grade. And I go to Safari Kids for my after school.
And what do you do at Safari Kids after school?
We practice for the talent show.
Okay, and what else do you do when you typically go when there's no talent show around?
When we do packets and our homework.
You do your homework, so the teachers help you if you get stuck? And do you do any other interesting enrichment activities like chess or something?
Yeah, we do chess, we did dance, and computers.
And computers! What do you do on the computer?
We learn some things.
You learn how to create Word documents and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. Do you do presentations, PowerPoint presentations yet?
No.
Not yet. Okay, but that'll come, I suppose. So I know that Mehak and Sanya are both in
Same school? Lane Easton.
Are you classmates too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. What about
school
you, Pari?
School just ended.
Oh, Ardenwood. Okay. So that's nice. We have two classmates and you can go back and share your experience with your classmates, right? Okay. Let's begin our show for today. Mike, why am I getting a little bit of a reverb in my, this thing? Like a hum on my earphones? Okay, hopefully, no, my sound is gone now. A little louder, thank you. Okay, so let's go to our first category, which is four-letter words. And don't worry, parents listening at home, no bad four-letter words, only the good ones. Like good and nice and sweet. No, sweet is a five-letter word.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Hands on buzzers. Remember, it's really important for you to buzz in quickly, because the person who buzzes, not the person who says the answer first, but the person who buzzes will get the opportunity to answer and get the 10 points. The first round is always a bit rocky with the buzzer because everybody's getting used to it, but we'll try and get it going smoothly. Ready? First question, four-letter word category. Number one, coin with a 10-cent value. That question goes to Pari.
Dime.
Dime is right, 10 points to Pari. Everybody got the hang of that?
Yes.
Okay. Question number two. Common word for three-wheeled vehicle found in Indian cities.
Auto.
Auto is right. Wait for your light to buzz before you tell me the answer. 10 points again to Pari, who's being good on the buzzer. Everybody else, try. Okay. Remember, you have 5 seconds to guess after, or 5 seconds to answer after you hit the buzzer. So it's okay to take a chance. Question number three. If a singer, guitarist and drummer get together, they form a what? The Sanya.
A band.
A band. Good job. Sanya gets 10 points, opens her account. Question number four. A floating device that can be used by ships for guidance.
A boat.
No, that is not correct. 5 points from Pari. A floating device that can be used by ships for guidance. And the question passes to Sanya. If you don't know, you can say pass or you can take 5 seconds to think.
Pass.
Question passes to Mehak.
GPS.
Oh. You know, I should give a bonus points for clever answer. But that's only three letters. If you had said GPS something, then maybe there would be four letters. No, that's not correct. The answer is a buoy. B-U-O-Y. Hmm? Buoy.
Buoy.
Okay, question number five. A fancy name for a cook.
Chef.
Chef is right. 10 points. And actually, 5 points need to be taken away from her for her GPS answer, though I wish I didn't have to. Because that was a cute answer. Yeah, she lost 5 points too.
Yeah.
Question number six. Opposite of Asura, that you've heard in Hindu mythology. Opposite of Asura. Who fought them? The people in heaven in India, the good guys.
Gods.
Ooh, and no, opposite of Asura. So I wanted you to be very specific. Question passes to Sanya. Max, Deva. Asuras and Devas. Okay, question number seven. Cubes with dots ranging from 1 to 6. Cubes.
Dice.
Dice is right. 10 points for Pari. Good job. Question number eight. Another name for mountain lion. Remember, we're talking about four letters.
Puma.
Puma is right. Wait for me to call you, okay? But that's very good. Question number nine. Two more questions left in the four-letter words category. Competitor of the tortoise. Competitor of the tortoise.
Hare.
Hare is right. 10 points to Pari. Don't tell me the answer. Wait for me to call you.
Okay.
Question number 10. Part of the eye that gives it its color. Part of the eye that gives it its color. Like when you have blue eyes, what is the part of the eye that's blue? Or brown eyes or black eyes? Not a black eye. Not a black
green.
Eye. No. Blank. Iris. The answer is iris. And with that, we come to the end of our first round. It's time for our listener challenge. Our phone number at the studio is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Question is, four-letter words. Vegetable known in India as ladyfingers. Vegetable known in India as ladyfingers. And we already have a caller, so let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Sabina.
Hi, Sabina. And what's your answer?
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And what's your answer?
Bindi.
Bindi. That's not a four-letter word. All right. Let's go to our next caller.
Okay.
Hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Arin. And the answer is
Bindi. Okra.
Okra.
What's your name again?
Arin.
How do you spell it?
A-R-I-N.
Arin. Okay. Thank you, Arin. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Shreya. I'm a fourth grader.
And Shreya, what's your answer?
Okra.
Thank you, Shreya. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Roshni.
Roshni. And Roshni, what's your answer?
Orcas.
Your answer is?
Orca.
Orca. Thank you, Roshni. That is the name of a whale. Let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
I'm Siddhant.
Siddhant, and what's your answer, Siddhant?
Okra.
Thank you, Siddhant. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is okra.
Thank you, Akansha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're in the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is okra.
Thank you, Gaurav.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
My name is Akansha, and the answer is okra.
Thank you, Akansha.
Hi, who's on the line right now?
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is okra.
You need to turn the radio down so we can hear your name and voice. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. It's really hard for me to wait. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shomi.
Shomi. And what's your answer, Shomi?
Okra.
Thank you, Shomi. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Bubbly.
Avni? Bubbly? What's the name? Which one?
My answer is okra.
And what's your name again?
Bubbly.
B-A-B-L-I. Okay, got it. Let's go for two more calls, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Iknur.
Hi, Iknur. What's your answer?
Okra.
Thank you, Iknur. Let's go to our last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Akash.
Akash?
And my name is Akash, and the answer is Okra.
And your name is Akash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Akash. Akash was the last caller for our first listener challenge. If you've still been holding, sorry, we'll try and get to you in the second round. Do call back when we ask our second listener challenge question. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll announce what's happening in the studio as well as who won the listener challenge, who will be picked by raffle by one of our contestants. The first listener round, the lucky winner will be picked by Sanya. And I have a cheer. Kids, you know that, right? For the studio, which is Jeja Sawal Kija, so you have to give
the Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja Sawal Kija. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and we are here with Mehak, Pari, and Sanya. But before we find out how they did in our very first round, and before we find out who won our first listener challenge, I have a couple of announcements to make. First is, please do visit Safari Kids' new location in Pleasanton. It's on 5627 Gibraltar Drive. So if you live anywhere in that area, I think it's a very swank new facility. And it's worth checking out the facility to see if there's an after-school program available for your kid or a summer camp available for your kids. In fact, school is pretty much coming to an end. So I bet parents are scrambling around for summer camp opportunities, and Safari Kid has some fantastic summer camps, and absolutely should check them out because they offer all a real variety, not just academic, but some are pure fun. Some will teach your children confidence. Some will teach your children skills. Some are just for fun and for them to have a really good time in the summer, meeting their friends and playing with them. So the summer camp information is, of course, available on safarikidca.org. But there's also a very special summer camp that's on offer this year. That's the Young Leader Academy. It's for kids all the way from 5 to high school. So doesn't matter what your age your kid is, if you want your child to grow up feeling confident, feeling like they're comfortable talking, feeling that they're comfortable being leaders of, you know, being future leaders, then the Young Leader Academy is something that's absolutely you need to check out. You can get more information at youngleaderacademy.com. That's young leader, not leaders, youngleaderacademy.com. You can also go to the Safari Kid page on Facebook. Please like us there so that you stay abreast of all the stuff that's happening with Safari Kid. And check out the information on the Young Leader Academy on that page as well. Okay, with that said, let's check out who won our first listener challenge, and believe it or not, it's Iknur again. My goodness, Iknur, you have to be the luckiest kid on listener challenge. It was picked by Sanya, and very well done. Iknur, I know you have registered for the show, so you need to answer Miss Anu's calls so that we can get you in the studio and see if you're as smart in the studio as you are at home. Got that? All right. I need you to register. I mean, you have registered, but I need you to be in the studio as well. Okay, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Mehak, how many points do you have?
5.
Mehak has 5 points. Pari, how are you doing?
I have 40 points.
Closer to the mic. Let's hear it again.
I have 40 points.
40 points. That's awesome. And Sanya, how are you doing?
I have 10 points.
Well, it looks like Pari has a big lead at this point, but we still have 20 questions left and we have 2 categories left. So there's anybody's game at this point. And our second category is musical instruments. Musical instruments. All right, hands on buzzers. Remember, person hitting the buzzer first gets the first chance. First question. This instrument was popularized by the late Ravi Shankar. The late Ravi Shankar.
Sitar
is right, Pari. Good job. Closer to the mic, girls. You're yes. Free to pull the mic towards you if it's a little far away. Okay? Just pull it close so that you're comfortable and answering close to the mic so our listeners at home can hear it too. Because they're playing along, believe me. And many of the times, they're probably answering saying, how come the kids in the studio don't know this? So you have to be loud in your answers. Question number 2. The name of this instrument means softly in musical notation. It means soft or softly in musical notation. When you're writing musical notation, when you write this word, it means play it softly. It has ebony and ivory keys. Ebony and ivory keys. That's black and white keys. The name of this instrument.
Piano.
Piano. That is right. A piano. That was Sanya. Good job, Sanya. And piano actually means softly. And here's why. Why is the name of the piano soft? That doesn't make sense, right? That's because piano is actually a short form of the full name of the instrument. And the full name of the instrument is piano forte. And forte means loudly. So the full name of the instrument is piano forte, which means softly, loudly. You can play softly and you can play loudly. Before that, I'm going to give a little history lesson here. Before that, the piano was created, you have an instrument called the organ, which is played in churches. And if anybody's visited churches, they've heard the sound of the organ. And the problem with the organ is that you can only play it at one volume. You can't play it softly and loudly. So when they created this piano with this new instrument, which with using your pedals, and you could play softly or you could play it loudly, they called it softly loudly or soft loud. Piano forte, and that's why it's called the piano. Okay, end of history lesson. Question number 3. This metal instrument belongs in the percussion family, but sounds like it belongs in geometry. This metal instrument belongs in the percussion family. That means you beat it to play it, but sounds like it belongs in geometry.
Xylophone?
Ooh, no. 5 points from you, Mehak, but you know what? I give you kudos for trying it out. It belongs in geometry. It's the name of a geometric figure. It's the name of a geometric figure. And in a school band, sometimes it's one of the easiest instruments to play.
Hmm.
No? Blank? It's the triangle. It's the triangle. You remember that little metal band? And you just go ting, ting, ting on it.
Like a triangle?
It looks like a triangle. Exactly. That's why I said it belongs in geometry. Okay. These kind of drums originated in Cuba and are played in a pair with one drum smaller than the other.
Tabla.
Ooh, I knew somebody was going to answer that and I wish I'd said India, but it's not India. It's Cuba.
Cuba.
It's Cuba. Yes, but tabla was a very good answer because yes, in a tabla, there are two drums, one smaller than the other.
That's what I was going to answer, but I just didn't.
Didn't. Okay, and question passes to Pari. No
Pass.
Idea. And?
Pass.
The answer is bongos. Bongos.
Yeah.
Okay, Indian instruments. This double-headed Indian drum is played in Bhangra music.
Tabla.
It's a double-headed Indian drum. It's one drum with two heads.
Huh?
5 points from Pari. It's not two drums. It's one drum, but you can play it on both ends. Question passes to Sanya.
Pass.
It's a dhol or a dholak.
Ew.
Dholak.
Those things.
Yes. Alright, question number 6. This wind instrument is best associated with the Scottish Highlands. Scottish people played? This wind instrument.
Flute.
Ooh, no. Scottish Highlands. 5 more points. US 10 points now. Mahek. It's Scottish people play it. I wish I could make the sound with my mouth.
What is this called?
Oh, I know.
Yes, passes to Pari.
Bagpipes,
5 points. Maybe I should have done it before.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Bagpipes, 5 points. Oh, question number 7. This wind instrument was developed by native Australians over 1500 years ago. Wind instrument was developed by native Australians over 1500 years ago. And I can't make the sound of that one, sorry. It was played in a very famous song in Dil Chahta Hai, but that I don't think the kids would know that.
I know, but I don't know the name.
You don't know the name. It's called the didgeridoo. The didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo. Oh, I heard of it.
Okay, 3 more questions. This is a tough one, but let's see. I'll give you lots of clues. This acoustic instrument can be made of ceramic or glass and can actually store drinks when not in use. You blow over the top of the instrument to make the noise. This acoustic instrument, acoustic means it's not electric. It can be made of ceramic or glass and can store drinks when not in use. So if you even get close to the answer, I think I'm going to award points.
Is it flute?
No. No. It's right. It's you can't store. Can you store drinks in a flute?
No.
No. It's a jug. It's
How
a
do
jug.
You play with a jug?
Yeah, they do. So you hold the empty jug, and if you blow over the top, you can make a whistling noise. Oh. Have you tried it?
No.
No, you should try it. Even if you take a glass bottle and try blowing over a glass bottle, sometimes you can make these sounds.
I've tried storing Cheerios in a recorder.
Don't you choke when you're trying to play it?
No, I mean seriously, I did it.
Really? Okay, question number 9. This cousin of the flute has holes for 7 fingers and a thumb. This cousin of the flute.
Recorder.
Recorder, that's right. 10 points. You still have negative points.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Okay, press your buzzer. Okay. Yeah, it works. It's just whoever buzzes it first.
Yeah.
All right, last question in musical instruments. I think this flummoxed our contestants a little bit. But let's see. Last question. This one should be easy. The name of this instrument is also a sound made by an elephant.
Trumpet.
Trumpet is right. Pari again for 10 points. She's doing well. All right, with that, we come to the end of our musical instrument round. And we go to our listener question. Mac, you love this question, but please don't answer it. In Hindu mythology, Lord Krishna plays this musical instrument. No, you can't answer that. That's for our listeners. And our number is 510-770-1550. Question again. In Hindu mythology, Lord Krishna plays this musical instrument. Let's go to our barrage of callers. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
My name is Saurav. My name is Saurav.
Okay, and what's your answer, Saurav?
Salute.
Thank you, Saurav. Okay, before you go to the next caller, Michael, I just want to tell our listeners, now that I'm taking the calls, I know it's a little confusing, but I would really appreciate it if you could turn down the radio so that when you go on air, I don't hear myself on the back and it doesn't confuse our other listeners out there. All right, let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Venus.
Venus. Yes, Venus. And what's your answer?
My answer is the Basuri.
Basuri.
Flute.
A basuri. A flute. Yes, a basuri. Venus, weren't you one of our contestants?
Yeah.
Oh, good to hear your voice. Wonderful. All right. Thank you, Venus. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin.
Arin, and what's your answer, Arin?
Basuri.
Basuri. Or in English, that would be a flute. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is flute.
Thank you, Gaurav. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin, and the answer is Bansuri or flute.
I didn't get your name.
My name is Ayush.
Ayush. Thank you, Ayush. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
My name is Pratin, and I think the answer is a flute.
I didn't get your name.
Pradyun.
Pradyun. Got it. Thank you, Pradyun. All right, next caller. Hi, Arun.
Yes. Hi, my name is Roshni.
Roshni, and your answer is?
Flute.
Thank you, Roshni. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is flute.
Thank you, Akansha. Let's do two more callers, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Rajesh.
Rajesh, and your answer, Rajesh?
My answer is flute.
Thank you, Rajesh. New caller, I think. I haven't heard his name before. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Shraddha.
Hi, Shraddha. And what's your answer?
My answer is the flute.
Thank you, Shraddha. Shraddha was our last caller for the listener round. Don't worry if you've been trying to call in. We'll do it. We'll have one more listener question at the end of our third round. So wait around for that and be sure to call in right away. All right, girls, give me a big cheer. Jieja,
Saval Jieja.
Awesome. Jieja, Saval
Jieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We just finished two rounds, two listener challenges, and we're getting ready for the third. But before that, let's see who won our second listener question picked by Pari this time. And the winner is Shraddha. Congratulations, Shraddha. Please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Oh, one thing I forgot to say that I've been trying to say the last couple of times is that you need to claim your prize today. Ignore you and Shraddha need to claim your prizes today by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And that applies to the third winner also. That's going to happen in a bit. But before that, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Mehak, how do you do? Well, Mehak actually took some guesses, which I'm really proud of you for doing, because that's what we appreciate on the show. But you also got two questions right, right? It's just that you had three questions wrong, so I think you still owe us -5. But that's okay. Pari, how many points do you have? Pari has so many points, she has neatly arranged all her winnings in the form of a flower. How sweet. And let's see, I didn't hear how many points you have, by the way, because you're not close enough to the mic. I think her mic is still down. Ah, mic. Mic and the mic. Again, Pari.
She has 60. I have 60 points.
Now her mic is working. Okay, let's see. Sanya, how many points do you have?
20.
20, not bad. So we have 10 more questions. Still anybody's game if you guys jump in with a buzzer and are quick to answer, okay? I know this was originally going to be sports and the girls studied very hard. But then I decided to do a googly on them and change it to mythological creatures. I'm going to be very stereotypical here and give the boys the sports questions. Okay, mythological creatures. Ready? Question number one. Creature that looks like a horse with one horn. Question goes to Pari.
Pegasus.
That is not correct. I'm talking about generic creature. One horn. Question passes. 5 points from Pari. Her flower still doesn't get disturbed, by the way. It just gets a nice white center. Yeah, question passes to Sanya. Horse with one horn.
Unicorn.
Correct. 5 points to Sanya. Good job. All right. Question number two. Winged horse in Greek mythology. Winged horse.
Pegasus.
Pegasus. This time it's Pegasus. 10 points to...
Thank you.
To Mehak. All right.
Finally,
yes. Question number three. Creature with half the body of a horse and half human. Are we having a horse? Yes. That's
Sagittario.
Ooh, you know, no, that's not correct. But you know what? I'm not going to penalize you for that because the Sagittarius is represented by that creature. And that is a really clever answer. But no, this creature have half a body of a horse and half human. Question passes to Mehak.
Pass.
To Pari?
Pass.
The centaur. But you're right, it does look, the Sagittarius does look like that creature. All right, that's an astrological sign, by the way, Sagittarius. All right, question number five. This small dwarf-like creature is used by Travelocity as their mascot. Huh? For the company Travelocity. It's a small dwarf-like creature. A movie, an animated movie was made with them using the Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet.
the gnome.
Gnome, that's right. Gnome. I just wanted a gnome. Yeah, I know. So, Pari, you have to be closer to the mic. I don't think our listeners at home heard you. So you can pull the mic closer to you.
The
pull
gnomes?
It down. Yes, pull it down.
The gnomes?
Yes. I think we heard you. Thank you. All right, question number 6. Dobby in Harry Potter is this kind of creature. Dobby in Harry Potter.
A goblin?
He looks like one, but he's not. What 5 points from you. Call? Question passes to Smack.
Pass.
Pari, you want to take a guess? You have lots of points. You should
Harry
guess.
Potter. I don't even read Harry Potter.
Did you see the movies?
No.
Oh, okay, too young.
He's
a house elf. He's an elf.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, now you know. So you did know.
I was about to say elf.
Elf, yeah. All right. Question number 7. These Irish creatures are celebrated on St. Patrick's Day.
Leprechauns.
That's right. 10 points to Mehek. Good job. Good job, good job, good job.
Wait.
Question number 8. Ariel in the Disney movie is this kind of creature.
Mermaid.
Mermaid is right. Pari is right. Pari gets 10 points. I think everybody knew that, just whoever was faster on the buzzer. All right, question number 9. Egyptian creature with the body of a lion and the head of a human. Egyptian creature with the body of a lion and the head of a human. Doesn't matter, guess. If you think you know it. Egyptian creature with the body. And Pari, you have too many points. You have to start guessing now. Egyptian creature with the body of a lion and a head of a human. It's these monuments are built next to the pyramids. What are they? Sphinx. A sphinx.
Oh, I heard of them, but
yeah.
I don't know what they are.
All right. These creatures look like humans but can turn into bats. They have fangs and they like to drink blood.
Vampire.
Vampire is right. 10 points to Mehek. And with that, we come to the end of our mythological creatures round. And we go to our listener question. We're coming to the end of the show. And this is our last listener question. If you didn't get an opportunity before and just missed the bus, this is your chance to make up. And here is our listener question on mythological creatures. Though some people may debate that this creature is mythological, some people believe it's real. And this giant ape-like creature is believed to live in the Himalayas. This giant ape-like creature is believed to live in the Himalayas. And it's a question for our listeners. Are the mics of the girls off? Okay, maybe they can whisper the answer. No, actually don't. You can write down the answer for me. How about that? If you think you know the answer, write it. And we have our first caller, Michael. Let's go to our caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Michael, I think we lost them. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Next call. Hello, you're on the Safari Quiz Show with the third question. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Gaurav and the answer is Yeri.
Thank you, Gaurav. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Too late, Pari. That's cheating. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vedant.
Vedant? And what's your answer, Vedant?
Yeti.
Thank you, Vedant. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi.
Ignore.
At some point in time, you will have too many prizes from the Safari Quiz Show. And what's your answer, Ignore? What's your answer?
Yeti.
And Ignore, why haven't you been answering Miss Anu's calls about coming on the show? Every time he calls, I'm going to say that to
him. When can I come on the show?
What's that? Hello?
When can I come on the show?
Oh, we'll give you some dates if you're ready. What's a good number to... actually, send us an email on the safariquizshow@gmail.com and tell us the best number to reach you. And Miss Anu says she's going to call you right after the show and catch you. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kiran.
Hi, Kiran. And what's your answer?
I believe the mythological creature living in the Himalayas are yetis.
Thank you, Kiran. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and I think the answer is a yeti.
Thank you, Isha. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
My name is Shraddha.
Hi, Shraddha. Tell me your answer.
And my answer is a yeti.
Thank you, Shraddha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Yes, Shamit.
And
And my answer is Yeti.
Thank you, Shamit. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Sean, and I think the answer is Yeti.
Thank you, Sean. Two more callers, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Renoir, and the answer is Yeti.
What's your name again?
Renoir. H-A-R-N-O-O-R.
Hanor. Yes, Hanor. Yes, I got that. And last caller for today, for today's episode of the Safari Quiz Show.
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina.
And the answer is Yeti.
Thank you, Sabina. I see we still have plenty of callers left on the line, but unfortunately, we have to wind up now. So that was Sabina's was the last call. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all the winners. Jieja. Saval!
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jieja!
Saval!
Jieja! I don't know if you girls got it right. Welcome, I don't know Michael what you're doing, but welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Brought to you by Safari Kid, I'm your host Vidya. We have finished all our rounds and this is the time to announce the winners. Let's see, our first, before we go and announce the winners, just remember that Safari Kid has a bunch of really, really exciting summer camps. So if you haven't already planned out, scheduled your summer, do go and check out the summer camps offered by Safari Kid. I'm sure you can find a location that's really convenient to you because they have so many branches. So be sure to do that. All right. The listener question, which was, this giant ape-like creature is believed to live in the Himalayas. The answer was the Yeti, of course. And as some people may dispute that it's mythological, but for the purposes of this quiz, that was the right answer. And the winner is Kiran. Yay! So our three winners for today were Iknur, Shraddha and Kiran. Kiran, all of you please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com right away and we'll get your prizes across to you. And let's see how we did in the studio. Mahek, how many points do you have?
30.
That's excellent. Pari, how many points do you have?
75.
Whoa, Pari was a huge leader. And Sanya, how many points did you have?
20.
Good job. Everybody did an excellent job. Our winner for today is Pari. Let's give her a big round of applause. Woohoo! And with that, we come to the end of today's show. It was produced by Anu in the back and Michael in the studio. And the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja Saval Kieja!